We're going to talk about this more with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Morning, Juan.
Good morning, Steve.
Don just mentioned the possibility of indictments. How does that possibility affect the president's agenda?
Well, Steve, if you look at the second term agenda, it really is having a devastating effect. You start right off with Social Security, which was at the top of the president's agenda, and already that seems to be sinking out of sight. Then you move on to things like tax cuts and extensions of tax cuts, and you see that really, again, the president doesn't have the people to enforce the discipline across the party. You look at what's going on in the House, where they really had a rebellion in terms of spending for reconstruction in the Gulf Coast area. You look in the Senate, where, again, the president faced a rebellion on how detainees are to be treated as part of additional funding for the war in Iraq. And again, time and again now, the president is, for the first time, I should say, especially in the detainee case, thinking about using a veto. So the president is having to resort to tools that he hadn't pulled out of the toolbox before because, in large part, people like Karl Rove and Scooter Libby no longer are in their enforcer role.
And the president's approval ratings are at an all-time low.
As well. In fact, we have three polls out this week. The NBC Wall Street Journal poll has him at 39%, which is a low. The Pew Charitable Trust poll is 38%. And the Fox poll also has him at their all-time low. So his approval ratings are really at low ebb, historic lows. And in addition, Steve, I'd point out here, you should look at the right track, numbers that indicate that right now you have about 29% in the Pew poll, 28% of Americans showing the country headed in the right direction. Again, those are all-time lows.
Mm. Now, in the midst of all this, of course, the president is trying to manage the war in Iraq. He had a teleconference yesterday with some soldiers in Iraq, which became the subject of some discussion because the White House spokesman said the soldiers were expressing their own views, but they were captured on videotape. The preparations were captured on videotape. I want to play some of this. This is a Defense Department official, Allison Barber, talking to soldiers before the president joined the conversation.
Captain Pratt, if you have the microphone and the president hears something and he wants more information, you just keep that microphone and talk to the president.
Okay.
All right? But if he gives us a question that's not something that we've scripted, Captain Kennedy, you're going to have that mic, and that's your chance to impress us all.
She used the word scripted. Juan, how unusual is this?
Well, it's not unusual for the president, this president or Democrats, to have scripted events, Steve. We've seen the president going around the country on Social Security having fairly scripted events. But I think what's going on here is this is part of a larger orchestrated effort to try to pump up public support in the United States for the war in Iraq at a time when that public support, again, is just falling through the floor. You now have a majority of Americans who think that really it's time to get out of Iraq, especially to reduce the troop level there once elections are held in December. You've got the referendum vote this weekend. The president recently had a major address trying to link what the U.S. is doing in Iraq and in the Middle East to efforts to fight Nazis during World War II. None of this seems to have bolstered his standing in terms of the American people's view of how that war is being conducted. So this, again, is just a last-ditch effort to try to help in any way that he can.
Do all of these factors, then, affect the strategy for yet another issue, the White House effort to get Harriet Myers confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Well, it seems at the moment that the president's able to count on support from the political forces on Capitol Hill, the senators who will actually vote. But in terms of his constituents on the right, people who have been his backers time and again, the president's support there is weak. They do not want Myers. In fact, they're urging that her nomination be withdrawn, Steve.
Do his traditional supporters feel more free at this moment to oppose him if they disagree with him about that nomination?
Absolutely. Karl Rove is not there to lower the hammer, and Scooter Libby is not there. People say they're distracted. Some people say that, in fact, Myers wouldn't have been nominated if Rove had been paying attention and not preoccupied with the possibility of a grand jury indictment.
Juan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. And you are listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.